Hi, everybody. Welcome back to On the Table. It's your host and your bestie, Anthony. Hope you're all doing great. This episode, I kind of just want to talk to you guys. It's not really like a life update. I'm not going to call it that because, you know, when I do my life updates, I like to talk about more than one thing, usually. Today's episode really is just about one thing, and it's about, like, basically how I've been doing because I just feel like I haven't really shared that with you. And this topic came about when I was actually recording one of my YouTube videos, like, a couple days ago. And I was, like, kind of rewatching the footage. And I thought about it, and I was like, I look kind of depressed. And, like, I look like I'm not doing that well. Like, I was constantly talking about, like, how I was bored and, like, you know, I wasn't really doing anything fun. I was also thinking about how, like, my YouTube videos have just been, like, me doing the same thing over and over again and, like, you know, me wanting to kind of not do that anymore. And I was just, like, it kind of sent me down a spiral. But I was, like, I'm not actually, like, depressed. Like, I'm not doing that bad. So in this episode, I wanted to kind of, you know, talk to you guys about how I've really been doing and, you know, how I've been trying to stay sane and, like, you know, kind of how I've been since school ended and everything like that. And I'll touch on that all in this episode. But anyways, yeah. Like I said, I've been doing pretty good, actually. Like, I'm not, like, nothing exciting is happening per se, but, like, I'm just, like, I'm just really chill right now. And I feel like since I've either been, like, super, super sad or, like, super, super happy, being chill is, like, kind of, like, the boring phase right now. Because, like, nothing, like, fast-paced and major is happening right now. But, like, it's also nothing bad. So it's, like, very, like, moderate and medium and chill. And I feel like that kind of has just presented myself as someone who is living a boring life right now. Even though it's not really the case. It can be sometimes, but it's, like, not, like, what my life is right now. Like, that's not all it is right now. I'm just very chill right now. Creatively, I don't really know where I am right now. I honestly don't. And it kind of, like, hurts a little bit because, well, not hurts. It just makes me a little bit, like, sad because I love, especially with YouTube right now. Like, do I still love putting out vlogs every week or, like, close to every week or as often as I can at this point because I don't even upload weekly anymore. I literally just upload because sticking to a schedule literally, I'm going to stop doing that because it literally used to, like, it burns me out too much, way too fast also. But creatively, like, I love putting out videos and recording videos and stuff like that, but I've just been doing the same thing in all of my videos. I literally wake up, I make a coffee, I maybe go shopping somewhere, I probably go grocery shopping, I eat, I cook for myself, and then I end the vlog. And it's, like, the same thing every single video. And it makes me, like, it makes me mad a little bit because it's, like, my life cannot be this boring right now. Like, there's no way. So I was, like, thinking, I was, like, I need to make an effort to myself to stop doing the same thing in every video. And I think over the years, I've been making YouTube videos for, like, 4 years now. And I think, like, at some point, the whole vlog thing kind of, like, I got too comfortable with it. And now that I'm in the habit of doing everything, I'm in the habit now of, like, doing the exact same things in every vlog. And I want to stop doing that. So, this, like, I want to start vlogging going places and everything, like, even to, like, shopping centers and, like, the gym and everything like that. I just want to vlog more stuff like that, but I just honestly haven't had the time to even think about it that much because school ended and, like, I needed a break. So I, like, took a little break because school was honestly just really tiring and exhausting. So I, like, took a little break and then now I'm here. It's all just super crazy, to be honest. Like, creatively with YouTube, I'm like I'm there, like I'm there, but I'm not like all the way there, you know, like I'm not all the way there creatively with YouTube right now. As far as my podcast goes, podcasting is really easy. It's just a matter of finding the time in my schedule to record, because that's always kind of hard, especially in these last few weeks, I'm like doing other stuff right now. Finding time to record an episode is probably one of the hardest things, because I've been so busy this entire week. Even from, like, when school ended to, like, now, there's just been a lot going on, especially with me working and everything like that. I just haven't had the time. I haven't had to find the time to do that. So, I think, honestly, it all just takes planning. Like, it takes planning when to do stuff, but also, like, I feel like with a schedule, I kind of, like, hate schedules now with YouTube. As far as YouTube goes, I hate schedules. Podcasts, I honestly love that I have a schedule of my podcast, because it, like, gives the listeners something to look forward to every week. But with YouTube, like, I don't know. I just don't really like the whole schedule thing anymore. I don't. I probably need to take a few days to decide, like, what I want to do, like, when I want to change, and then, like, I'll just do that. But this whole schedule thing with YouTube, honestly, is, like, kind of making me less creatively inspired. So, I don't know, maybe I'll fix that. I don't really know right now, but all I know is that I just have just been super chill. Like, my life has just been super, super chill. It's summer now, so, like, I'm, like, kind of on vacation. Because it's summer now, so, like, everything is mellow and chill right now. And then, like, nothing's really happening right now. That's really it. Nothing's happening. But, like, when I present myself on my YouTube videos, it seems as though I'm depressed because I'm not doing anything. And then it made me question myself. I was like, am I actually depressed? Like, am I really, really depressed? Well, not really, really depressed, but, like, am I, like, actually depressed, or is just nothing happening in my life right now? And I had to figure that out, because I'm not depressed, there's just nothing happening. And I feel like, you know, scrolling on Instagram and YouTube also doesn't help, because, like, other people are doing things with their lives, they're going on vacation, and I'm just sitting at home resting. So it makes it feel like I'm actually depressed in a way, but I'm not. There's just nothing happening. So there's, like, multiple factors that go into judging my mental state right now. And I feel like it's partly my fault, because I'm not making an effort to do things right now. I mean, right now, I kind of can't, because, you know, I'm actually kind of busy right now. Like, believe it or not, I'm actually kind of busy. Like, I'm talking about, like, how nothing's happening in my life. But, like, I've been kind of busy these past few weeks. And I'll tell you guys, you know, what I've been up to in a coming episode. I don't really know when, but just in a coming episode. But nothing's just happening. And, like, I'm seeing not all my friends, but people on social media going on vacation, and, like, you know, they're traveling, and I'm just, like, sitting at home because I don't need to travel right now. So people are doing that. I'm just like, I'm in my house recording YouTube videos doing the same thing over and over again. Like, I might force myself into a depression if I keep doing that, and I don't want to keep doing that. So I was like, you know what, maybe I just need to switch up how I record my vlogs now, being, like, not It's like not spending most of the vlog inside my house, like not making most of the vlog inside my house, making more of it other places. And even if that like requires me not just vlogging on one day, but vlogging like 2 days or so, like maybe I need to start doing that, because if I don't, then it's like going to really start getting dark, and I don't want to do that because I'm not depressed. I'm just chill. I also feel like we need to, like, when we're critiquing somebody's mental state, or, like, giving our opinion on what we think their mental state is, we need to think about, you know, are they showing the signs of depression, or are they rather just, like, really chill right now? I think most people equate doing a lot in your life to not being depressed, and that's, like, so wrong, because I went through probably one of the worst phases of my life last winter, or last year, the end of last year, and I was traveling so much last year. It was, like, a lot of traveling, especially in a short amount of time. Like, I went to, like, 3 places in the matter of, like, 2 months, and that was, like, a lot of traveling for me. But I was, you know, I was doing a lot, but I was still, like, really, really, like, sad and depressed. But now that I'm not doing anything, like, I'm not depressed. And I think people equate that to, like, people, like, assume that since you're not doing anything with your life that you're, you know, you're sad. But I feel like we need to stop that connotation, because I'm fine. Like, I'm actually very, very calm. I'm happy with where I am right now. Things are very calm. I'd rather things be calm right now than chaotic, because I just got out of school, and that was 9 months of just such a whirlwind of a year. And I'm glad that I can take this time to kind of, like, chill out and rest before things get crazy again, because things are only gonna get crazier as the months go by, because I have a lot planned, and, you know, things are just gonna be insane. So right now I'm very, very chill. There's just nothing happening. Also, if you heard me yawn, like, a few seconds ago, I said this last episode, I'm not gonna have the editor of this podcast take those things out, like yawns and burps, because honestly, there's just too many. It happens too frequently, so I might as well just leave it all in, to be honest. Also, I had a coffee last night. I had a coffee at like 10 p.m. last night. And there's now, like, it's like morning. It's like the next day. It's the next morning. And the melted coffee is, like, right on my nightstand, and there's, like, bugs in it now for some reason, even though my window is closed. I don't know how that happened. There's, like, a ladybug in it or something, but whatever. But, yeah, there's just nothing happening, and I feel like we need to, like, not equate that with being depressed, and I literally almost sent myself into depression myself, because I was, like, overthinking it, and it sent me down a huge spiral. In other news, like, I think one of the ways where I'm gonna, like, make my life a little bit more exciting is, like, doing things out of the norm. Like, I do that anyway. I try to make an effort, at least, to do something new for myself every week. If not, then, you know, whatever, it's fine. But I make an effort to, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. But I think I'm actually going to do that after things settle down for me right now, like, a little bit. I think my first thing I want to do is start, like, a painting. I definitely want to start, like, a full canvas painting of something and, you know, test out my skill, because I love art. I feel like it's very meditative. It's very, like, calming. You know, it gives me something to look forward to. And I love that. So I think that's something I can do. I've also, you know, I've done my whole reading thing. That's been going pretty okay. I mean, like, I haven't really been reading as much as I wanted to. I've kind of been slacking, but that's because I've been working pretty much every day. And I wanted to kind of give my mind a little bit of a break because I had to read a book literally for the last day of school. So I'm just taking my time with that. I want to get another book, but I think painting is going to be my first thing. Also, like, you know, sewing, going different places, going to museums, things I like doing that make me happy and make me calm that are exciting also. I feel like that will get me out of my comfort zone, give me stories to share, because I've also been, like, having a hard time coming up with stories for my podcast to tell, things like that. I just want to make an effort to do more because I feel like that would make my life a little bit more interesting, you know, when I'm ready to. I don't want to do it at a bad time where I'm, like, really busy. That way, and then I get overwhelmed, and then that leads me down a bigger rabbit hole. I just want to do stuff on my own time, and, like, I feel like doing those things, picking up those new hobbies will help get me out of that. I also really want to start a garden. When I am able to, I've been, like, planning on starting a garden for, like, the past 3 months now, and I really am excited to do that because I love that whole garden culture. I really want to be a part of it, and it'll help get me outside, too, because normally I hate going outside. It makes me, like, it's actually probably one of my least favorite things is going outside, but it'll help get me out of my house. And it'll help me spend more time outside in nature away from my phone, and that really will help. I think also the reason why I've been so depressed looking, or like I've seen depressed, because I've been on my phone literally 24/7. I've had terrible phone usage for the past, like, 2 weeks, because that's all I have the energy to do. Like, school tired me out so much, I only have energy to just lay in my bed and scroll on my phone, not even to read, and that's terrible. I want to not do that. But I feel like I need it a little bit. I really feel like I need it in a way because, you know, I started my reading journey while I was still doing school. And I was doing really, really great at that. Like, I was not on my phone as much. But now that school is out, I was like, okay, now I want to be on my phone all the time. And I don't like that. Also, me going swimming has been really helping me get myself out of the house since it's summer now and the pools are open. I've been going swimming, like, almost every day, and that's really good for me because it helps, again, helps me get out of the house. It helps, you know, with a lot, and it's been helping me, you know. It's also a form of exercise, too. Like, swimming is a form of exercise, especially in, like, deep water. It really, really helps. And yeah, I've just been, like, really, really chill and everything like that. Like, I've just been super chill. I don't even know what else to say. Like, I've just been super chill. I don't have any stories to tell because nothing's been happening. Has it? Actually, I kind of want to tell some stories this episode, too. Just to see. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell. I'm not even doing a life update episode, and probably for another couple of, like, weeks or maybe a month, so I'll have plenty more stories to tell. But I finished a show from my childhood that I really, like, missed watching. I finished all of that already. I started a new show. I started watching Abbott Elementary. That show literally is so hilarious to me for some reason. It's like The Office, but I don't really like The Office. I've never been a huge fan of The Office. I've never, like, gotten into it. So, like, Abbott Elementary is, like, my office, like, my form of The Office. It's, like, really funny to me. Also, I also haven't been cooking as much. I'm also not in the cooking mood, guys. Like, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm just not in the cooking mood. Like I said, I've just been so drained that I don't have energy for anything, so I haven't even had, like, energy to cook, which I hope changes soon because I'll be having a change of environment, but, like, still, I really just don't want to be, I haven't been cooking as much. I haven't. Oh my god, but I have cooked something recently. I made a burger a couple of days ago, and I was on TikTok, and I was stalking Bella Hadid, as one does. I was stalking her TikTok, and I saw that she made burgers on her TikTok. Like, she made, like, a make burgers with me thing, and she made this sauce, And I was like, and the sauce looks so good. I think it's like her version of the animal sauce from In-N-Out or whatever, I think. I don't really remember. But it was like the sauce has ketchup, mustard, relish, grilled onions, and mayonnaise all mixed together. And I was like, I'm going to try this. It's something new. I don't want to have anything plain on my burger. And I did say mayonnaise. Now, I'm not, as you guys know, I absolutely despise mayonnaise. I put a little bit in my sauce, and it wasn't that bad. I just cannot stomach just mayonnaise by itself. Like, I just can't do that. Whenever I make this sauce, I put literally the least amount of mayonnaise as possible. But anyways, I made the sauce. I put it on my burger, and it literally is, like, now the only thing I put on my burgers now. It's so good. And it's, like, so mild, and it's also, like, very rich. Like, I love the sauce. It's so, so good. So I made that, but other than that, I haven't really been cooking as much because I've just been so tired. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I also got rid of a bunch of clothes from my closet because I was, like, I literally had stuff in there that was so fucking ugly. I had to get rid of it. I got rid of, like, 2 big bags of clothes, too, which is, like, really, really good for me. And I haven't even went shopping yet. Surprisingly, I haven't done a huge shopping trip yet. So, you know, I'm trying to keep myself stable on that sort of thing. Because I haven't done any shopping, like, at all. I'm really proud of myself. But I cleared out a bunch of my clothes in my closet. That was fun. And what else? Oh, I do have a story. So a couple days ago, somehow one of my earrings fell out in my sleep. I don't know how it happened because basically what I have in my ears now is a septum piercing. You know, it's like the half circle piercing with the 2 like metal balls on the end of it. So there's like no way it can come out of my ear. And I woke up a couple days ago somehow and my earring was just not in my ear anymore. It was in my left ear. My earring fell out of my left ear and it just wasn't there anymore. I was so confused. And I was like looking and I didn't even notice until like 4 hours after I woke up out of my like from sleep. I was like, wait, my earring is literally not in my ear anymore. And I panicked so much because I was like, wait, I can't, like, I don't know how long this has been out of my ear. I was praying that my piercing wasn't closed. Lo and behold, the back of the, like, my ear piercing was starting to close because I apparently had been out of my ear for like hours. So my piercing was literally starting to close. So my sister was helping me find it. I found my earring, but like one of my earring backs, I don't know where that is. Like it fell out. And recently the earring back on my right earring fell off too. So I don't know what it is, but like I only have like one closing piece on my earring now on both ears. And like whenever I sleep, I like to be very cautious so that they don't fall out anymore. I mean, but it's fine now because I'm literally, my new earring should be in, like, soon, but my earring literally fell out, so, like, my sister was helping me find it, and she had to, and since my left piercing was closing, she had to re-pierce it with the safety pin, and that was probably one of the scariest experiences of my life, because, like, I was, like, it wasn't, and I also, like, forgot to sterilize the safety pin, so hopefully I don't get an infection. Like, everything's been okay now. Like, it's been, like, 2 days, and, you know, it's been okay now. I just hope I don't get an infection. I might get a keloid, but whatever, it's honestly fine. But I was, my earring was out, I was feeling around my ear, and I, like, felt, like, a little bump in my earlobe, and I was like, wait, did the ball fall in my ear? Like, I got so scared. I was, like, thinking the worst, right? Lo and behold, I ended up being okay. I found an earring back from my mom's earring collection thing, and, you know, I'm fine now. So that was a story. She literally had to pierce my ear with a fucking safety pin, and it wasn't sterilized, and, you know, something exciting I didn't tell other people. I, like, totally forgot that happened, too, which is so weird. because it was like really scary. Like I was sweating so much. Like my forehead was literally like greasy. Yeah, I was sweating so much because I was so nervous. I was like, I didn't know what was going to happen. And yeah, it was just all really, really scary. So yeah, that happened. What else can I share with you guys? Honestly, I don't have any other stories I want to share. Like everything, like when I tell you nothing has been happening, nothing has been happening. Like nothing has been happening. Nothing interesting, at least. Like nothing has been happening. So I think I'm going to end the episode here. This is going to be probably another short episode, but honestly, it's fine. I just wanted to get that out. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to how I really am doing. Like I said, I'm fine. Like I'm doing very much okay. Nothing's just happening in my life right now. And that's simply it. I'm not depressed. I'm fine. You know, I'm very chill. I'm not sad or anything. I'm very just chill. I'm excited for the future. I'm just very, you know, chill. I'm chilling out right now. I'm chill. So yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. I hope you take some advice from this that, you know, doing nothing in your life doesn't mean you're depressed. You can literally be in the best state of mind right now and, like, do nothing with your life. It's okay. I'll update you guys on if I get an infection in my ear piercing or not. I'll let you guys know. And, you know, I'll let you know how those new hobbies go for me when I start them soon. I love you all dearly, and I will see you next week for the next episode. Bye.